BFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
It's a niche little business on the Sunday Business Show. Today FM.
And it still is a niche little business. Met Melick in County Laois, just over an hour from Dublin, has a problem they want Team SBS to solve. The Mount Melick Development Association has a full professional or commercial kitchen, but they're struggling to get people to use it. This surprised us at the Sunday Business Show. And we were wondering why food businesses did not want to go into the said same kitchen. In fact, their research shows that other pro kitchens have waiting lists to use them. And Paddy Buggy is the manager at the Mount Melick Development Association. He's sitting in front of me now. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not at all. Why does nobody want to go into a Laois kitchen? Everybody wants to go into a Dublin kitchen.
Do you know something? That's the problem in this country. Everyone thinks everything is based in Dublin, but outside of Dublin...
That's why you're here, because you're in Laois. We want to help Laois.
We have all the facilities that one could ask for. And Laois, in fairness, is actually up in its game, and we have now got all the things that you could need, except walking on the shoreline. Our commercial kitchens, we have five of them in total, and they are being used, but we have more capacity. And
There's no entrepreneurs in Laois, go on, admit it.
That's not true. We would have been playing it safe for generations with state jobs and with farming and things like that, but there's a whole new initiative going on in Laois at the moment. Since we got our new county manager, John Mulholland, he has sparked this Connect to Laois initiative. So we're
always say good things about the boss. That's what I always say.
Well, he's a good guy, in fairness. And his team, under Kieran Keogh and Evelyn Redden, are working with companies to both establish in Laois and to move to Laois. So because it's Laois is the lowest cost base for doing business in Ireland.
Really? And no, honestly, is that true?
Oh, that is true, yes.
How did you figure that one out?
That's because we've done research into it. So if you take your square footage to do business in Laois, it's a lot cheaper. And our rates are cheaper. Everything is cheaper.
And if I go into your kitchen, how much will it cost me?
A kitchen with us is €80 for a day, excluding VAT. And that's from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the evening. So all you have to do is turn up with your ingredients, your pots and pans, and away you go.
But you also can do it in the middle of the night, because You told me about a business that was coming into you at 3 a.m. And I'll get onto them in a second, because what you also recommend, which is something sensible, is to start your business as what we call a side hustle. You have your day job, but then at night you can come and bake your bread or make
your
coca.
What we find is when people come to us, they have a day job and they start off, they have this idea they want to build a food business. And they come in at weekends, because we're open Saturdays and Sundays as well to facilitate people who want to do that and keep their day job.
That's why the Sunday Business Show goes out on a Sunday, because people like you are in business on a Sunday.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we've also got a lot of things happening in Laois at the moment. There's a start to a food industry. Anne Goodwin from Laois Partnership Company has been doing a Trojan work for the last 15 years.
Hang on a second now. Sheila Daly of Leo down in Wicklow, she's big on food. Meath is very big on the Boyne Valley project there.
That's right.
Mayo is very big on their what do you call it, the green thing over there. A lot of other counties are trying to say they're brilliant on food.
And they're right
to
say it.
Stony silence.
No, they're right to say it. I mean, Ireland is a great country for food. And Laois is every bit as good as everywhere else. And maybe we just hadn't had the self-confidence in the past. That's changing. There's a whole new generation coming up now. There's a whole lot of people who want to succeed and not play at the safe, get the safe pensionable state job. People are willing to take risk. We have a lot of food companies and beverage companies in Laois at the moment. And there's a network in place, which is headed up by Helen G of G Jams, and is working away on that. In our particular case, in our business park, we've an acre and a half of free parking. We've an on-campus creche, an on-campus restaurant. So for people who are in Dublin, we're 55 minutes from Newlands Cross down to Mount Melick, where we've state-of-the-art kitchens. And for people who want to start up their food business, why wait in a queue in Dublin when you can be down making money in Mount Melick? And from that point of view, we're here to let people know about it.
And interestingly, you are victims of your own success, because tell me about the bread makers who were coming in at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
And because they kind of outgrew you, didn't they?
They did. But that's part of what we're about.
You better give them a mention.
Mueller O'Connell Bakery, and it's based in Abbeyleagues now. But they started off with us. They came in one day a week, then went to 2 days a week. Then it took a kitchen full time. As they were building up their business, they then decided they were going to move to Abbeyleagues town, because their belief is that every town should be able to support an artisan bakery. And they're right, they should at this stage. We have other people like Fiona Uema, who's the famous chef. She comes in and does some of her products there. We have Flavour Safari. We have Moodley Manor, who specialise in vegan products.
If you have all of these companies, what do you need to come on to the Sunday Business Show to talk about trying to find the extra
fellas? There's always more, because it's like everything else. People start off with a small, they build up their business, or they fail, one or the other. And yeah. as they move on, then they outgrow our kitchen. So we always need a new crop of, if you pardon the pun, of talent coming in and people wanting to start their businesses. And that's what we're about. Mount Melick Development Association is all about giving people that soft start and providing the infrastructure which they need. And part of what we have in Laois is this vital piece of infrastructure in these commercial kitchens. We have a team in County Hall who want to help businesses establish in Laois and expand in Laois. And we have Laois Partnership under Anne Goodwin, who's doing a lot of support, and Evelyn Redden in Laois Leo, who are geared to give supports to people who are setting up their businesses in Laois.
I have to laugh. Only in Ireland do you have to have a list of all the names. They're all going to love you. I was going to ask you a question, the negative, as to can you smell? No, obviously we don't do negative in the Sunday Business Show, but can you smell the ones that are going to fail? But more importantly, can you smell the ones that are going to win, that who are going to succeed?
Can I smell them? Sometimes. I won't say I'm an expert on it.
Did you say, when you saw those bread makers, Muller O'Connell?
Muller O'Connell, yes.
Did you know that they were going to make it big?
Yes. The guy was passionate about what he was doing, and also they're connected to Doreena Allen, so there was always going to be a success story there, because it's a family of foodies.
They have it in their DNA.
It's in their DNA, and brilliant passion to do what they want to do, and hard work. It all comes down to hard work as well.
And that always helps. And you are now looking for, who do you want?
We want people who are starting up. We mean, we have, for example, Coca Couture, which is a local chocolatier who started with us, and now she's becoming both a tourist attraction as well as a supplier of chocolates.
You didn't bring any of that in.
No, I didn't. But look, anyone who has an interest in starting up a business, come to us. If you're on a waiting list in Dublin, come down and talk to us.
And his name is Paddy Buggy. That's an easy one to remember. Where will they find you, Paddy?
You'll get me on info@mountmelickdevelopment.com.
info@mountmelickdevelopment.com. And as usual, we will put this and all the information about all the other companies that we've had on, including the Young Ironstones, up onto our website, where you can listen back on podcast or any other which way you want to. As I often say on the tweet machine, you can kick the ball or walk the dog, or is it the other way around? I'm not allowed to say the other one because Ruthie Devaney, the producer, gets very upset when I say kick the dog and walk the ball. And we will put all of the above up onto the website, and you can listen to us there. Coming up in a few seconds is Tara Harrison, that I haven't heard before, coming on after the Sunday Business Show, but she is going to be whiz bang fab. She's giving me a big wave there. So hiya, Tara. Good morning. Best of luck. That is it from the Sunday Business Show. Series producer just mentioned her, Ruth Devaney. Broadcast assistant, Niall Fitzmaurice. Sound, Steve McLoon. I am Conal O'Moran, and I am out of here.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
It's a Laois little business on the Sunday Business Show. Today FM.